Hello, it's Phil Jupitus once again, day two, sitting in for Keith Finnegan, who is doing... I asked him what he was doing while I was filling in for him on the show in reception here at Galway Bay FM, and he went gardening, but then he did quotation marks in the air with his fingers, so I have no idea what that means at all. On today's show, we're going to be talking to Carl Spain, Tom Rhodes, John Cooper Clark, Johnny Green, the four guests. That is an embarrassment of riches by anybody's standards. This is Nick Lowe. Nick Lowe from the Stiff Records box set and So It Goes, which was, of course, the first single on Stiff Records. Speaking of Stiff's legendary Atmosphere Hoover, Carl Spain joins me in the studio. How are you doing there, Carl?
Excellent, Phil. Excellent. It's great to see you brought over the Stiff Records box set for your radio show.
I knew that we were going to be having you on air when I saw the pigeons falling to the floor outside. How are you, young man? It's very, very...
I'm excellent. I celebrated my birthday yesterday, so... great form. Had a lovely meal last night with my girlfriend and all happy.
Now, what I did yesterday was, you see, yesterday I was sitting in for Keith Finnegan here on Galway Bay FM, and I don't know if I was just a little giddy or overexcited to have Kevin Healy actually in the studio. You know, Kevin Healy keeps insisting his favourite colour is blue.
He's wrong. It's not his favourite colour.
We had Tommy Tiernan on as well, you know.
Tiernan. My support radio guest slot.
But what I didn't do was I didn't plug his tour dates. So in a glorious gesture.
Can I plug Tommy's tour dates?
In a glorious gesture of cooperation, could you please read out Tommy? And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first
time. Hello!
If you could plug Tommy Tiernan's tour dates in the style of Tommy Tiernan. So what's the tour called, Tommy?
It's called Out of the Whirlwind. And it's from Thursday 11th of December, I'm in Lockway Hotel and Spa. Saturday the 13th of December, I'm in the Raheem Woods Hotel in Attenrye. Where else would you be on the 13th? Sunday the 14th, I'm in Peacock's Hotel, Mam Cross, Connemara. Thursday 18th of December, Clare Galway Hotel. The 20th of December, we're getting close to Christmas now, Phil. Hayden's Hotel, Ballinasloe. Sunday 21st of December, Lady Gregory Hotel, Gort. And it'll be all proper show. None of that made up rubbish that I did to the Scandinavians.
There you go. That's Carl Spain does Tommy Tiernan, which
Not even close.
That's got Edinburgh Show written all over it for me, my friend. So this wreck of a festival, this car crash of a cultural event that hits Galway.
It's stretching, isn't it?
Isn't it? Getting a little thin now. Well, really?
It's just a conversation we should have.
It's really you and I of all the comics on this exciting event.
I think it's
event.
Stretching out now, and it's like putting a lot of pressure on Galway people. Like, but then you look at the acts coming, and you go, God.
But you see, what I think is, and I tried to discuss this with Kevin Healy yesterday. People are already throwing money at horses and oysters. Why shouldn't the clowns get a slice as well?
Exactly.
This is it.
You know, we just put on our big shoes and come on stage.
It's a way forward. It's a way forward. One of these events, Carl, that in your cultural calendar, is this something where you set aside, you think, there's October. I know Healy's going to call.
Yeah.
Are you the sort of person who thinks, I'm going to book a holiday in Mexico? When he phones me, I'm terribly sorry, I'm gun running on the Yucatan. Or do you keep a window free?
I keep it free. I think I'm the those gigs, I think he asks you to do pretty much everything, but the ones that you refuse, I end up doing.
There's this odd, he did, I've been asked, we always try and do something a little different each year, and so this is my, he calls them number 12 jobs, I'm his man in the number 12 shirt. I think very adaptable.
I'm putting you on, Phil.
It's like if Rich Hall's bass player got dysentery, he could phone Jupes. Jupes would probably be able to pick up a bass and get his way.
Yeah.
Good enough. It'll help. But there's something about this festival. This feels more like something a mate has done for a bet than a real festival. Do you not get that impression?
It does. But it does feel like Kevin's kind of booking his mates to come over. And
but I like that. There's a sense of personal investment in it, other festival. Yeah. It's a guy that loves comedy.
It's like an eccentric lotto winner, gone, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I want him, and him, and we're going to
My favourite thing about the Galway Comedy Festival is Kevin's beaming face and the almost funereal bearing of his business partner Simon, who stands behind him, just shaking his head ruefully.
Simon had an afro when I first met him.
Did he now?
This week.
And now he looks like the missing bald. Mitchell triplet.
It's
a solid look.
Only
solid.
For he has the money coming in from the Right Said Fred tribute band, I think he'd be struggling. But the ambition of the festival is kind of crazy. Is brave in the sense that even Kilkenny, which is the June bank holiday weekend, don't put any tents out, because even the weather during June in Ireland can be a bit odd.
That Kevin Healy just thought, here I've got the westernmost festival in Europe. let's put a venue on. You know what's going to happen next year, don't you?
We'll be on a raft.
Dinghies. Dinghies. We're going to be gigging on dinghies. They are. As Carl Spain was so...
If I make it.
Was so amused by his own humour that it actually made him choke. He welled up.
I was quite impressed with myself with dinghies and, you know, rafts that we were so close. I'm going, I'm getting there.
There's the class difference right there. Raft, dinghy, perhaps a mirror. An S series, of course. Phil Jupiter sitting in for Keith Finnegan here on Galway Bay FM every day this week between 11 and 12 while Keith is off gun running for Frelimo Gorillas. And joining us here in the studio, Mr. Carl Spain is still with us.
You can't get rid of me.
You're the gift that keeps on giving. Joining us here on the hexagonal base table, young Tom Rhodes.
Hey, hey Phil, how are you, Brian?
I am well, my friend. Very, very well indeed. Tom Rhodes, the first comedian I ever met from the colonies.
You said that last night. I find that hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
What, the first, Comedy Store in London?
It was the Comedy Store many years ago.
I'd not met
an American term before. I did my first ever open spot at the Comedy Store before Dennis Leary went on. And, I had to follow him. I had to follow Dennis Leary.
But you didn't
Leary.
Meet him?
Didn't meet him, no. I mean, he had people with him. He had handlers.
Seriously?
And he was whisked in, did his set, and whisked out. It was like that. I thought, that's not friendly, is it?
Yeah.
It's not nice.
Who does that at a comedy club?
Apparently Dennis Leary did. And that was in the very early 90s. And that is no way to behave with other people.
I was the first American comedian I met.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
True story?
In the Laughter Lounge.
Really? Wow. Seriously?
Yeah.
How about that?
No Irish comedian would have that Dennis Leary thing of having handlers to keep them out.
That's right.
Unless we count Patrick Healy as Irish, then there is one, but I won't say his name.
Carl and I, we did the China-Hong Kong tour
China
together.
And Asia and the rest of Asia.
I had an embarrassing moment with you. We got.
Oh, that. It looked like a woman. Lucy Porter, what a surprise.
she's a swarthy little fellow.
My mother is from Buenos Aires, Argentina. And I've been down there a few times, and I think I have cousins down there, and I think it was probably like my first visit to meet my cousins in Argentina. And this cousin of mine gave me this bootleg DVD of U2 live at River Plate. And I'm telling Carl, it's incredible. And he's speaking Spanish. Bono's like speaking Spanish. And so I played it for you. And it was like, I think he said like hola or something. But I had like built it up to you. And we're like drunk and we're waiting for him to speak Spanish. And it never quite materialized.
Una cerveza, por favor. this seems like, here we are, three men at the top of their game. Oh, the sparks are flying in the room. But it's worth pointing out here that the audio podcast from these shows, yesterday's as well, is available to download from the iTunes store for free. So, I mean, for those of you thinking, you know what, I'm enjoying this live and in the moment, but if only I could keep it, treasure it, and maybe play it to myself in the bath.
Are the outtakes available?
With candles. the outtakes are being turned into we're selling them to Kanye. Go to iTunes and type Vodafone Comedy Carnival Galway into the search bar, and then you'll find our podcast there, which is, you know, I'm sure something people want to do. Can't imagine wanting to listen to it again.
Podcasts are very popular.
Do you do one, Rhodes?
I do. It's called Tom Rhodes Radio. I don't know if you've seen TomRhodesRadio.com.
Wow.
It's
look at you.
It's an attractive little site.
You know what? That's what I love. That's what I love about the Yanks. They're on it. They've always got zing, zing, zing.
Plugged Tommy Tiernan's gigs.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday he plugged
Arnold's. Go see me in the Spiegel tent tomorrow night with Phil Jupiter.
You and I, Tommy on Tiernan. Stage, it's like...
We're only there to keep the tent down.
It's like worst sumo ever, really. It's like you and...
You go the other side.
Myself and Carl Spain tomorrow night at the Spiegel tent will be reenacting the Alan Bates Oliver Reed scene from Women in Love in front of a roaring fire.
That was a Nika wrestle.
That's glorious. In the Greek style. It's going to be fun and games. Festivals for you, Tom. I mean, you're a man that travelled the world with your thoughts, with your notions, with your jokes. A festival. Is a festival something that you, when you got one in the diary, do you think I'm going to be able to see other people? What still juices you for the job, Tom? You've been doing it a long while.
Festivals are my favorite part because, like in the States and most places I play, like I'm the headliner. So a lot of times I'm working with younger comedians, and then they're asking you for advice, and they're kind of kissing your butt a little.
How do you deal with people asking you for advice?
I tell them to listen to my podcast. It's full of advice. Comedy festivals are usually like the only time I get to hang out with people I consider my peers and guys who are my really good friends, you know? So I think festivals are the pinnacle of the comedy experience
There's something about, I just love that idea of it, like you say, just being able to see people doing stuff. Me and Spain had not met a lot together, and then you find yourself on stage with people doing stuff, which is just delightful, terrific fun.
Wrestling in an underpants, but we're going further on Wednesday.
And then like this festival, you know, it's all guys I respect, a higher quality of comedians, and then it just inspires you to raise your game a little bit because, you know, you don't want to shame the family name in front of
actively what I want to do because I don't like my family, really, seriously. I'm just tarnishing my legacy as much as I possibly can wherever I go in the world when one's family legacy is a rubbish pop quiz.
But you can unpack at this festival. Are you still living on the road?
Yeah, I have had everything in storage for 8 years.
Oh, good grief.
Why people get upset by it? What do you need, an underwear drawer?
I'm Tom Rhodes. I'm a rambling man.
That's right, baby. The Papa road, was a Rolling Stone.
The road's my home.
My name is Rhodes, for Christ's sake.
I'd like a sandwich.
Are you not worried that some night you'll be in some awful hotel somewhere in the world and you'll turn on an episode of Storage Hunters and they'll open up your store?
I pay my storage bill. You know what I think is going to be the most interesting thing is when I get my stuff out of storage, because do you realize the jump in technology that's happened in the last 8 years to see what I've been holding on to?
I'm telling you now, Rhodes.
I probably have like an answering machine.
I'm telling you now, Rhodes.
Who has an answering machine?
Tom, I'm telling you right now, that Tamagotchi is dead.
There's probably a fax machine there. I mean,
it'd be fun.
Oh no, all my t-shirts have shrunk.
It'd be like going to a museum of your own life.
It is, basically. Because when I moved, I lived in Amsterdam for 5 years. I threw everything into storage.
Doesn't remember a day of it.
It was terrible.
So all your Amsterdam stuff is in storage.
Well, I mean, I threw everything in storage, and then when I moved back to the United States, to Los Angeles for a couple years, and then when I put everything back in storage, I got rid of all the furniture, and so it's just like family stuff, my massive book collection, my vinyl.
When he says massive book collection, he's got four, but they're really big. Anyway.
They are big.
They're enormous. They're like rafts. We're going to continue talking with Mr. Tom Rhodes, Mr. Carl Spain. We hope you're going to be joined very shortly by Mr. John Cooper Clarke and Johnny Green. Phil Jupiter sitting in for Keith Finnegan here on Galway Bay FM, and the hexagonal table, five segments of the table full. It's like the vinegar strokes of the best ever game of Trivial Pursuits. We've just got to find that missing wedge, and we've got quite the show here. But wedge four and five have arrived in the shape of young John Cooper Clarke and Mr. Johnny Green. Gentlemen.
Very nice to be here, Phil.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. Lads, and we're going to take a little bit of a diversion with this chunk of the show in that we are going to spin a disc for you now that we can discuss after it has been played. And I brought this in specifically for you two boys. This is Mr. Max Wall and a song called England's Glory, History Lesson. I always, and that was a song, the lyrics of which written by Mr. Ian Dury, sung by Max Wall, the music hall legend. Did you ever meet Max Wall, John Cooper Clark?
I didn't meet him, but I went to see, I paid cash money to see the guy when he was when he was on his arse, actually. He was doing a tour of a particular brewery in throughout the northwestern Midlands.
Yeah.
And, I'd seen him on TV and that in his guise as Professor Warlofsky with the tights.
I mean, a legendary figure. You know? He played Paris in, he shared a stage, the stripper girl. Oh, come on. He did the Moulin Rouge, places like that.
Josephine Baker.
Yeah. I mean, he saw some of the greatest entertainers of the 20th century. Max Wall, he was there, at the hub of Europe when Picasso was there. It's an extraordinary man.
Yeah, he had a lot of stories. He was a great character actor as well. What was that series was in where he played a guy called Tommy Tonsley?
Oh, God.
It was a sort of Cockney series. Do you remember that at all, Johnny?
No.
Tommy Tonsley, the camel coat and.
A classic indication of the whimsical nature of Mr. Dave Robinson of Stiff Records there, Johnny. Give him Max Wall a single.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good, Phil. Very good.
Marvellous. Mr. Johnny Green joins us here. Author Johnny Green.
Author
of Carl Spain there, ladies and gentlemen, just choking on the quality of guests we book. Just can't quite believe we've got an author and a poet in the room. He thought he was just going to be sparring with clowns all night.
So highbrow.
He's got what we call the Radio 4 sweats. Look at that choke.
But I love Max Wall for his stage shapes, his movement.
Yeah, yeah.
His silly walks. Well, along with Billy Dainty.
He's the man who invented Billy Dainty.
Mr. Pastry.
Fabulous. And of course, the other night at the Roisin Dove at Clarkey, you did the gig there. And again, the physicality of the John Cooper Clark show. I'm not saying you're a Baryshnikov, but there's an element of movement to it.
Yeah, I can't keep still.
It's all in the foot shapes with him, Phil.
It is. It's Johnny Green has observed that watching John Cooper Clarke read poems is like watching a good boxer.
Yeah.
Box. It's all about where his feet are.
Did you do any limericks?
I can't know this. do you see what I mean? I can't be allowed to know this.
Did you do any limericks? I saw you do
a
limerick before about... The three women of Fordham.
Two ugly sisters from Fordham took a walk one day out of boredom. On the way back, a sex maniac jumped out of a bush and ignored them.
And topical again.
Every day.
Absolutely. He's always on the money.
Tom there.
You see, indeed, it's Tom Rhodes, of course.
Tom
and
Rhodes.
Thanks for that, John.
Fine. Yeah.
Guy.
Bringing you in. Mate guy.
Before I was funny.
He's always killed me.
It's a great sort of, this event, the festivals for you, Clark, you must do, you do literary festivals and being part of this, a comedy festival. That's the brilliant thing of the poetry.
Many avenues.
It's adaptable.
Yeah, it carries me down many avenues. Rock and roll, comedy, literature.
Has the recent resurgence of the Cooper Clark oeuvre via The Sopranos and The Arctic Monkeys, has that been a surprising thing to you, Clarky?
Surprising, yeah. I mean, it's great. You couldn't make it up. I mean, there is no typical John Cooper Clarke fan anymore. It's from literally 16 to 98. All kinds of people worldwide.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for more than that.
It's the performing, John, has become looser. You're getting you've got very jazz if you got older.
Oh, I'm a fan. I can't know.
You're right, because the other night we were in Portsmouth, a bloke came and said, can I bring my family in the dressing room? I said, of course you can. And he came in and he said, I've paid for my family to come and see this show. It was the kid who brought the mum, dad and the auntie along.
Oh, right, yeah.
Rather than the other way round. The kids educating the parents.
This is it. The spread of it. Yeah. The way did you ever perceive that the reach would become that? When the Sopranos came knocking, that was a strange. I remember speaking to you after that because you thought that when the Sopranos called, they were going to be offering you a role.
That's what I loved. But I loved it that I was in any way connected to that show, obviously. TV's finest hour after The Simpsons, no question.
Yeah. But I.
to
Did
be
you have it
in
mind that you'd have to audition, Clarkie, to play hood, some kind of enforcer?
No, I didn't, no.
Skinny John's just come down.
You know, I thought, Fernell, that's Frankie Valli's gig. I can't go stepping on them kind of toes. But I will say this, you know, as I was saying last night, I've always craved authority. And in my capacity, an advisory capacity, you know, don't go worrying about it. So in my capacity as a doctor, I was taken aboard the Water Aid campaign to install sewers into the third world countries of the third world, you know, so I couldn't agree more with that target. So I lent my medical heft to this campaign to install drainage in the third world. So now I introduce myself as Dr. John Cooper Clarke here. Smooth customer and drainage advert.
Dr. John Cooper Clarke is not a real doctor. We shall be back with you after
Check
the.
May not be honoured.
Back after these messages. You rejoin us again here on Galway Bay FM. Phil Jubert's in the studio in the company of Mr. Tom Rhodes. Hello, Tom.
Hallelujah.
Carl Spain.
Hello, Tom.
John Cooper Clarke.
Hey there.
Mr. Johnny Green.
How are you?
We were mentioning Johnny Green earlier. Author, former Johnny Green. Listeners to Galway Bay FM, I know Mr. Johnny Green. Former tour manager it's very difficult to describe that the role you had with the Clash, Johnny Green.
What, El Clash Combo, as
El
we
Clash
like
Combo,
to say,
yeah.
In memory of old Bummer.
It was a
sorry, Joe Strummer.
Broad Church, it was, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was.
The
yeah,
Clash.
It was. Yeah, it was just an ensemble piece, really, Phil.
We were discussing yesterday what the Clash's Tom their eating habits were on the road, because we the other day we had a lovely meal with Mr. Kevin Healy. We went
very
down
nice.
And had some seafood at Morans on the Weir, and it was quite delicious. And I was talking about what were the eating habits of the Clash when they were out on the road?
Peculiar.
Diners.
Yeah, peculiar. Like diners, especially with, you know, Tom, you know, because we're going back here to the late 70s, where you go in and such exotica, where you put the coin by your table into the Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And pick it. You don't even have to get up and find the jukebox. Wow, such luxury in the USA. Hey, ain't that great, Johnny?
I love that. They still have there's Johnny Rockets, which there's a rip-off here in Ireland, in Dublin, and Johnny Rockets in the States, they still have that, where there's the mini jukebox at the table, and you put a nickel in it, and it's still a nickel.
God, how great. And you moved it with a little metal lever.
I don't mind telling you, the listening audience here, that I had one of the worst nights of my life in the kitchen of Eddie Rockets in Galway about 20 years ago. I don't want to talk about it. John Cooper. Wow, it was harrowing. Clarkie, is there about when you've toured out on the road, you've seen the world. And as a great pop singer once said, "I've never been to me, but you've seen the broader world, Clarkie." Has it taught you any essential truths about life, touring, the seeing the world from the perspective of a performer looking at them?
I always bear in mind that wherever I go, the three rules of life, as itemised by the late Nelson Algren, author of Man with a Golden Arm, Walk on the Wild Side, et al. And his three rules were, number one, never eat at a restaurant called Mum's. Number two, never play cards with a man whose first name is Duck. And number three, never sleep with a woman who's got more problems than you have.
A simple and yet very effective ethos.
I've circumnavigated the world.
Mine are upside down. Never sleep with my mom. Never sleep with my mom. And never eat with a restaurant where a woman's got more problems than I have.
Carl Spain now is leaning so tight into the microphone, he's very confident he won't cough again. That is the overconfidence.
I think the Clash have the greatest achievement in that London Calling was voted album of the 80s by Rolling Stone, and because it was released in January 1980 in the States.
Yeah.
And it was released December 1979 in England, and Q magazine voted it album of the 70s, right, which is an incredible thing to say. It was album of 20 years, yeah, by two of the, yeah, rock bibles,
and so, and completely accurate, dear boy.
Yes,
no messing there.
My favourite album.
Can't argue with
that's
that.
How I know I'm this. A fan too. And that's how I know it. Every day of it, and I'm still a fan of that record.
Yeah. There is a, and Johnny Green wrote, and he got a plug the other night at the Roasting Dove. It's a riot of our own, a marvellous, a rambunctious account of life on the road. And Tom, you know, it's the that road life. It's something that we all share in common. There's one of these great kind of sort of cliches that people force out, which is that comedy was the new rock and roll, and then poetry was the new comedy, and rock and roll was the new act. And it was all crazily cross-cultural, but we're all ostensibly doing the same thing, travelling from town to town, entertaining the people. There is a fellowship here, surely, of all of us, regardless of what we do.
Travelling merrymakers.
Is that, yeah? Just bringing the joy into the lines.
People go, I must suck staying in hotels all the time. I go, yeah, it's terrible. They take out the trash every day, bring your fresh linens. It's terrible. God, I hate
that's
it.
Right, Tom. I never want to get out of the car. That's my trouble. I like beats the car, right?
It's the actual travelling.
Yeah,
it?
I never want to get out, do I?
Well, we don't.
Oh, we just love it. If you said, no, off to Inverness, yes, please.
I love car. Cars are my life.
Yeah.
I read a thing in the Sunday papers that, is it Philip Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper, was given out about Jeremy Clarkson, and I was thinking, is it Peter Sutcliffe?
Sorry.
It says, how bad of you to be Clarkson that the Yorkshire Ripper thinks he can have a goal.
Yeah, no, it's very rarely you can say, I'm with Sutcliffe. So,
God spoke to him.
Come on.
So it's the festival. It's one of those things that, as we say, we bring these performers all around the world together. Clarkey, like you said last night, there was a marvellous joke you did the other night where you said, I'm not saying I'm old, but I don't buy green bananas. How far ahead does the Clark Diary go? How far ahead are you thinking about in terms of what you... are you always going to stay on the road like Tom Rhodes here? Is a man, the road is his home?
We're going to start doing the road together.
That'd be a combo.
Why not? I don't know. I mean...
Good idea.
Retire, what would you do? Why would you do that?
What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Retire so you can travel?
I ain't got any hobbies.
I like that. No hobbies.
Maybe I'd look forward to more time to carry on with my hobby. I've never had that, have you?
You're a very well-read man, John. It's not the idea of sitting in a book-lined room in your leather wing-back chair, perhaps a pipe of rough shag at your arm.
You're talking it up a storm, Phil. You can find time to read. We've always got our noses in a weighty tome, haven't we? Any given point. Not him, not while he's driving.
an audiobook, maybe.
Man. So any time travellers listening, John Cooper Clarke played the Roasting Dove two nights ago. So if you would like to go to that, you just have to adjust the time space continuum. Tom Rhodes, where are we? It's Tuesday today. You got any more? Anything else happening at the festival?
Oh, yeah, all weekend I'm here. Good, I have no idea where.
Rhodes is going to be ending it. There's a delightful voice whose favourite colour is blue is going to shout from the back of the room. What's that website, favourite voice?
VodafoneComedyCarnival.com.
Thank you, Brenda. VodafoneComedyCarnival.com. Carl Spang, tomorrow night, in the Spiegel tent.
Doing our wrestling with Tommy Tiernan, Andrew Maxwell. And
Clarkey and Johnny don't know that me and Carl Spang are reenacting the Alan Bates, Oliver Reed wrestling scene from Women in Love.
Oh, my God, thank God we're going on.
On the contrary, I'd give good money. I'm sad we got a bugger off.
Please don't use that word. Okay.
Somebody start talking. Talking about something else so I can get that image out.
We're going to clear the table and rehearse now. I'm doing the Carnival on Thursday, Friday,
Carnival,
Saturday,
of course,
Sunday,
the late night thing,
all the
guests
at the festival coming through.
Brilliant. Check out the website. All the gigs are there. Thank you very much, of course, to the team here, Katie and Keith Finnegan, for looking after us, and everyone else. Don't forget to go to iTunes to download the podcast of this, and we'll be back same time tomorrow. Mystery guest, who are my mystery voice? Who are my guests on the show tomorrow? Do you know?
No.
Thank you, Mystery Voice. Oh, Brenda, you let me down again. Thanks to Clarkey. Thanks to Johnny Green. Pleasure. This, playing this out, a little bit of Burt Bacharach.